The Food and Drug Administration and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention last week authorized COVID-19 boosters for people who received the Moderna and Johnson & Johnson vaccines 1 month after the agencies approved the Pfizer booster. Zoe Reed from WHYY's Health Desk Help Desk reports boosters are now available to a much broader range of individuals, and the types of vaccines people can get are more diverse.
If your first two doses were Pfizer or Moderna, you're eligible to receive a booster at least 6 months after your second dose. That's only if you're over 65, have an underlying health condition, live in a long-term care setting, or have a job that puts you at risk for catching COVID-19. If you got the Johnson & Johnson shot, you can get a booster at least 2 months after your first dose. You just have to be 18 or older. This booster is available to more people because the single-dose vaccine has a lower efficacy rate compared to the other two vaccines. Studies show getting a second dose significantly boosts antibody titers, particularly if the second dose is an mRNA vaccine. No matter your original vaccine type, your booster can be any of the three available vaccines. People already mix vaccine types for viruses like the flu and shingles. Different types of vaccines teach the immune system how to fight viruses in different ways. That means mixing vaccines could make the immune system stronger and smarter, because it will learn how to fight viruses in more than one way. Dr. Shobha Swaminathan is the principal investigator for the Moderna Phase 3 clinical trial at Rutgers.
When you give the body different types of information, it is able to produce a more diverse and therefore a more robust immune response. So when you have a more diverse vaccine strategy, the body's immune response is more diverse and therefore would probably be better capable of addressing variants that occur.
She says if you're eligible for a booster, you should get whatever vaccine type is available.
If you got Pfizer before and you go to a pharmacy and they only have a Pfizer, a booster, not a Moderna, I'm not sure I'd necessarily go looking for a Moderna or vice versa.
All doses of the Pfizer shot are the same, as are both of the Johnson & Johnson doses. However, the Moderna booster is only half the dose of the original because clinical trials showed it was just as effective as a higher dose. It's important to note that a booster is not the same as a third dose. A booster is meant to top off your immune response. A third dose is for immunocompromised people who didn't get an adequate response to the first two doses. If they got the Moderna vaccine, they will get a full dose for their third shot, not the half-dose booster. Zoe Reed, WHYY News.